This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. If there was one person in the Bible that you would like to be like, who would it be? For the women, it might be Ruth or Mary or New Testament Lydia. For the men, it might be Joseph or Paul or the Apostle John. For others, that person is Daniel. Over the course of his lifetime, there were as many as 9 kings. Under one king, Cyrus, in Daniel 6, verse 2, there were 3 provincial presidents with 40 princes answering to each. And like many of Daniel's kings, Cyrus chose Daniel over them all to supervise the kingdom and make a difference for God. Wouldn't it be sad if we never made a difference in anyone's life but our own? Have you ever wanted to make a positive difference in even one person's life? What must we do to be a modern-day Daniel? To make a difference for Jesus Christ in our world. Well, make sure that you're saved. Be an everyday servant of Jesus Christ. And live out your convictions by practicing lordship living. By including Jesus in every decision you make. In essence, I'd say for us to be used by God to make a difference in other people's lives, we must love God with an unconditional commitment, no matter what the cost. His peers were jealous, politically and spiritually. Daniel's friends that stood alone on the plain of Shinar and refused to bow to any god but the God of Scripture. You know, people still build images to themselves and want others to bow or burn. Choosing to burn, not bow, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego received their political promotions by walking through the fire with Jesus. Hey, where would you rather be, with Jesus in the fire or not with Jesus at all? Perhaps the author, William Jennings Bryant, was thinking of that occasion in Daniel chapter 3 when he wrote these words, "Never be afraid to stand with a minority which is right, for the minority which is right will one day be the majority. But always be afraid to stand with a majority that is wrong, because the majority that is wrong will one day be the minority." God's minority, His remnant in this society, believers will one day be the majority when we stand for Him and trust in Him each day. The handwriting was on the wall for Daniel when he wrote in Daniel chapter 6 that it pleased Darius the Mede to set over the kingdom 120 princes. And Daniel was first among all, and preferred above the presidents and the princes because an excellent spirit was found in him. The rest of the government leaders sought to find fault in Daniel, but they could not. And so they influenced the king to establish an anti-prayer decree to prohibit prayer to God. And when the now 80-year-old Daniel heard of that unchangeable decree, he opened his windows and prayed. And the king commanded that Daniel be thrown into a den of lions. And the king spoke unto Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve, he is the only one who can overcome the king's foolish decree. He will deliver you." Hey, when you live for Jesus, you may have to spend a night or two with some lions, because everyone has a few lions in his life. Lions of jealousy, greed, favoritism, anti-God legislation, inconsistency, indifference to God, the invisible lion of fear, and lions of disappointment, doubt, and discouragement. I mean, some people face these lions every day. Daniel was facing a lion that stalks us all, the lion of death, the grave, waiting to claim its own. Well, we know the story of Daniel in the lion's den. The king invited Daniel to dinner. What an honor. Except Daniel was the main course. And the first words Daniel heard from the king were these, "Daniel, God rewards for faithfulness. You have served him all these years. Daniel, your God will deliver you." You know, sometimes unbelievers have more faith in God than believers. Practicing believers who consistently live the life will have a profound effect and influence on people around them. Daniel had respect among believers and unbelievers, especially the king. And even though the king's foolish law condemned Daniel to death, secretly the king wanted Daniel spared from the judgment. Hey, people are watching what we do and how we react to life, especially during trials, and Daniel's king was impressed. Well, what happened next? The king had a sleepless night, and Daniel used one of those lions as a pillow, and Daniel slept through the night. How did that happen? Was it because those lions were not hungry? Even lions don't like gristle or backbone. But those lions were hungry. They ate the counselors who tricked the king before those counselors even hit the ground in Daniel 6:24. And I can imagine those lions saying, "It's about time they fed us some real meat." A lack of lion hunger wasn't the real reason Daniel survived that night. A greater lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah, said in Hebrews 11:33 that Daniel believed in God and God stopped the mouths of the lions. As the king said, God did deliver Daniel. Because God's grace in the circumstances of your life always responds to authentic, genuine faith. God can deliver you from the lion-like circumstances that stalk your life. The king promoted Daniel. He started with favor, lived out faithfulness, and ended the story with more favor from a pagan king. I see a little millennial truth in this passage. When God's angel Jesus stopped the mouths of those lions, he subdued their nature as he will in the coming millennium when the lion will lie down with the lamb. Perhaps in that den of lions, Daniel claimed a passage. Maybe it was this one from Job chapter 5, 22 and 23. "You will not be afraid of the wild beasts, for the beasts of the field will be at peace with you." Hey, in your lion's den, claim God's promises. And your lions will not harm you apart from God's will. See, just as Daniel's friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego survived their ordeal with no smell of smoke, Daniel survived his with no manner of hurt. Trials are for a season. And once they're behind us, even the hint of the circumstance can be taken away by our loving and gracious God. An African girl about 9 years old had run away from her parents to attend a mission school. Each time she was brought back and beaten severely. Finally, they turned her over to a witch doctor to put some fear in her and frighten Jesus out of her life. But the girl refused to deny her faith in Christ. So the mother took her child, tied her to a tree, and walked away as the darkness of night enveloped the body of the girl. Both the witch doctor and the mother expected that girl to be dead by morning, eaten by hungry lions, but when they arrived in the morning, they found hundreds of lion tracks, but none within 5 yards of the tree where the girl was tied. She was very much alive and unharmed. And they asked her how she survived, and she replied, "I remembered the story of Daniel. I prayed for God's deliverance. Then I fell asleep, safe in the arms of Jesus." We please God most when we trust Him most. If a little girl can have faith, if an elderly man can have faith, I guess we can have faith when the lions in our lives surround us. If you want to make a difference in the lives of those around you, be a modern-day Daniel. Believe who God is. Be consistent with that belief and live a life of unconditional commitment to Him, no matter what the situation, no matter what the cost. And even though you will not reveal future things as did Daniel, God will bless your life. Hey, take the Daniel Dare as sung by the children. Step out. Stand up. Dare to be a Daniel.